Buy now at WileySanders.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. A string of record warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day, high temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s, again record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery Public Schools have scheduled meetings to address concerns about four schools closing and the rezoning of students. The first meeting, March 20th at Dozier Elementary. Alabama Democratic Conference head Joe Reed said in a letter that Acting Superintendent Ed Richardson wants to resegregate Montgomery schools. Reed said some concerned citizens and some MPS board members have vowed to take back the MPS, and that Richardson is pro-charter schools and is against the MPS where most of the students are black. Montgomery Crime Mapping reported a light day crime-wise in Montgomery Monday, a burglary in the 2400 block of Laura Wetumpka Road, one case of fraud on Felder Avenue, and a theft from a business in the 1000 block of West South Boulevard. And Bloomberg's is reporting Winn-Dixie's parent company Bylo is preparing to file bankruptcy as soon as next month. No word at this time from Winn-Dixie on what stores might be affected. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Brewmaker Motors, it's winter. Oh, the weather outside may be frightful, but the deals inside here are delightful. Besides, it will be soon very warm. Amelia Earhart said, "The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is mere tenacity." So be tenacious this month and come on down to Brewmaker Motors for a luxury Infiniti, the QX30 subcompact SUV, or its opposite, the QX80. Big enough to carry just about anything you want to carry or pull in style. Our Prattville and Montgomery Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram stores, along with Fiat in Montgomery, trucks, 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 Jeeps, 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 lots of Pacifica minivans, Dodge Chargers, and Challengers, all at the right price. Or Kia, the value proposition, and the 2 years in a row J.D. Power's initial quality renter. Now with the 365-horsepower Stinger sedan arriving now in our showroom. The fantastic SUVs, the Sorento with the third-row seating, and the compact Sportage SUV. Or the value price Forte sedan. All this and great service and parts only at Brubaker Motors.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Multiple reports now say a former Trump campaign staffer is ready to flip and testify against ex-campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Rick Gates also is expected to plead guilty to fraud charges.
Two women, one man and a six-year-old child, are in the hospital after they were shot while waiting to be seated at a Texas Roadhouse restaurant in San Antonio.
Dallas police say a Postal Service worker was found shot to death inside of a mail truck on Interstate 30.
About 100 students will be in Tallahassee to talk about gun control with state lawmakers.
The White House now says the president supports efforts to improve the nation's background check system.
The Canadian women's hockey team has advanced to the gold medal game. They will, of course, be facing the United States.
People have been killed in Mozambique's capital after heavy rains triggered the partial collapse of a three-story tall mound of garbage.
ISIS is now claiming responsibility for an attack on a church in Russia.
The worldwide consumption of traditional beer is dropping, while non-alcoholic beer is enjoying an increase.
Wicked winter storms rolling across the country.
The percentage of doctor visits for flu-like symptoms has leveled off over the last couple weeks.
A pricey Picasso painting has gone missing from a downtown Milwaukee art gallery. It's estimated to be worth some $50,000.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. As I eat my bagels, I'm munching my bagels. 272-9228, that's where we are on our 2C. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. I fall over dead, you know what. And then we have the Sweet Creek Farm Market. I don't think anybody's in that drawing.
No. We need some more folks in it.
So people can get in there and win that bad boy.
I got a request, though.
You got to absolutely have to call. And you have to call, too. You can't do it. We don't do ESP type things here. Got to brag on Don Duncan. What a great group of people down at Don Duncan. At the Belt Road location, downtown location. And, guys, take advantage of it. Have good quality work done at Don Duncan on American Tire on Madison Avenue. You're going to love the staff there. All American Mike and company and Terry. And, of course, Don Duncan himself. But great guys. Just tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, and they will really appreciate that. I'm really pleased that we have them on the air with us now. And they're a great addition to this show. I love quality producers of automotive items. Let me see the clips, if I could, please. You know, I was looking. I've got, you remember on my deck, all those lights that I had up on my deck are out because they've rusted. And when I got the house, they weren't. It was more of a hazard than it was of needing the light. Guess who I'm going to call? I'm going to call Mr. Electric.
Yes.
And get them to take a look at it and see what they would say. Because if I can get that light, indirect lighting, back on the deck, I'm using candles now. And if I can get the indirect lighting, that will get that deck back to me at a higher quality. And I bet they're going to be able to do it for not that much money. So I think I'm going to give him a call. I think I'll call Dan. Actually, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to call Dan. I'm going to text Dan and see if he can have somebody to come by and take a look at it. But see, if I were going to call him, you know where I'd call him?
Where?
269-8886. Mr. Electric, 269-8886. Take a look at their website, MrElectric.com and / Montgomery, Alabama. Let's go to Country Boy. Hey, Country Boy.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Dan, try to educate the citizens about the control of the Senate. Everybody seems to think the Republicans have control of the Senate, and if it takes 60 votes, they don't have control of the Senate.
That's exactly right.
And especially the young people down in Florida seem to think that he's got control of all the three branches, but the Republicans don't.
No, they don't. And that kid who said that just doesn't know what he's talking about, and he obviously missed his civics class.
Well, he's not. No, it's grown people out there that just don't think that Trump's got control of all the three branches. Well, he does have, he got control of two of them. But it takes 60 votes.
Well, he doesn't have control of either of them. We have a divided government. He didn't have control over the House or the Senate.
Well, don't we have enough folks in the House?
Donald Trump does not have control.
Well, he doesn't, but the Republicans.
Okay. Well, the point was the kid said Donald Trump had control. Donald Trump doesn't have control.
No, he doesn't have control.
And McConnell barely has control. But remember, McConnell couldn't get the thing passed. John McCain came in and did a down vote, and they couldn't even get 50 votes on something.
Well, Well, but look, the only thing he's got passed since he's been in office, as far as the legislation and the Senate and all this, is just the tax bill. Everything else, he hasn't been able to get anything pushed through because they can't get enough votes out of the Senate.
Well, you can't get anything that's going to be changing stuff unless you're doing it through executive order.
Well, he's got a lot done by executive order. He's done real good on that.
He has.
Best state this country's ever been in a long, long time. This poor boy Trump has done everything. I'm proud of what he's done. But it just irks me to hear him say that he got control of everything.
No, he doesn't.
Or he doesn't.
Right.
So put me in for the drawing.
You got it, country boy. You got it, my
nine
friend.
9-3.
You got it, country boy.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks. Have a good, thanks. I always enjoy talking to you. La, 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 la. Let's finish with Andrew McCarthy before we kind of get into some other subjects and got a couple of interesting things here. He's going to be talking about crime and is there a crime that's actually been committed? You know, you're not supposed to do a special prosecutor unless you can have proof that a crime was committed or you think show that there was a crime committed. That was never done on this.
So you want to just say, throw this, give Congress something to go on. So if the House flips to the Democrats, they'll say, yeah, I just don't like the way they acted during the election process. And we're going to go ahead and impeach.
Yeah, well, look, impeachment is something that the House has control over. The law is not. So, you know, they can decide what a high crime and misdemeanor is.
Right.
Mueller needs a criminal statute violation, and he doesn't have one.
There would be a problem with that. I got two other quick topics for you. First, on Kushner, word is that Mueller's interested in Jared Kushner may be expanding into his foreign business dealings. As it relates to the election?
Well, the problem with this, Brian, all along has been that there's no limitations on what Mueller can do. You're supposed to have a crime first and then assign the prosecutor to the crime. Here, what the Justice Department did was assign a prosecutor and tell him, you know, go on ahead and try to find the crime. So
right.
We can't really say exactly what he's homing in on because he's not limited that way.
That's a problem. That's a real problem because there wasn't a crime. There was nothing that was there.
Right. It just, this whole investigation has seemed like the scope of it hasn't been limited. The best I've heard is those five different probes that Judge Napolitano laid out. But even then, and it's the one Napolitano says is, well, people in the Trump camp should be worried about is probe four, which is looking into, say, people's past dealings with money. And it looks like Paul Manafort's definitely in trouble.
Yeah, he's got problems with that. This was an interesting director's point on that Hallie Jackson. You know, Hallie Jackson, who's a White House person, and she gets a lot of time. Trump is going to blame Obama on Russia because it was during his watch. Listen how short this story is.
President Trump is back in Washington today after spending much of the holiday weekend down in Florida, seemingly simmering over that Russia investigation after those indictments were handed down to 13 Russians for interfering in the 2016 election. Now, President Trump is tweeting that Obama was president up to and beyond the 2016 election, so why didn't he do something about Russian meddling? Remember, then President Obama did punish Moscow with sanctions not long before leaving office. A couple of months before the election, he says he aimed a warning at Vladimir Putin, telling him to cut it out or there would be consequences. And in October 2016, the Department of Homeland Security issued a statement on this. Remember, at the time, there was some concern inside the Obama administration that it might look like they were putting their finger on the scale if they were to say too much publicly about Russian interference. That is something that even top Democrat Adam Schiff is acknowledging in a recent interview. But he says that is not an excuse for President Trump to, in Schiff's words, sit on his hands when it comes to action against Russia now. There is still no word at this point on any new punishments against Russia, any new sanctions, Hoda, but we may learn more when Press Secretary Sarah Sanders talks with reporters today for the first time since those indictments came down.
If I'm not mistaken, that was a minute 34. That's one of the shortest Hallie Jackson pieces I've seen. If it's negative on Trump, it's 4 minutes, 3.5 to 4 minutes. This was kind of Trump blaming Obama, and she had to kind of throw in the Adam Schiff saying he's not doing enough and this kind of stuff. And then they go, Mike Rogers said, was asked the question, have you been asked to do anything to stop the Russians? And he said, no. NSA, that's not what they do. That's not what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to, that's CIA, Department of Homeland Security type thing. So I thought that was, if I die here, it's been nice knowing you.
You okay?
News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Vest, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Back to the southern wind, by the light that was your- Oh, yeah. Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are. Kind of an interesting story here. California assemblywoman denies groping allegations. Can't go wrong with a headline like that, can you? Let's listen in.
California's state lawmaker at the forefront of the Me Too movement faces a growing number of sexual misconduct allegations herself. Four former employees filed a formal complaint against Assemblywoman Christina Garcia. Another says he was fired after protesting when she suggested playing spin the bottle. Garcia is on voluntary leave as investigators look into claims she groped two men. Maria Villarreal spoke with Garcia and one of her accusers.
Today we control our bodies, our destinies, and our futures.
California Assemblywoman Christina Garcia has authored numerous bills about sexual assault and consent. She was even recently featured in Time Magazine's Person of the Year issue, recognizing the Me Too movement's silence breakers. But now she's among the accused.
I remember feeling a little confused about what had happened.
Daniel Fierro was working in the California State Capitol when he says Garcia cornered him at a staff softball game.
She touched you sexually.
Yeah, her hand dropped down. She touched, she grabbed my butt, and I spun to turn around. And so as I turned, she tried to reach for my crotch, and she did.
Daniel Fierro has said that you groped him at a softball game. Did that happen?
No.
What do you remember happening that day?
I was at the game, at the end of the game, and I left with some staff and with some members. And so, you know, I have faith that the investigation will, you know, make sure and have the facts come out and clear my name.
Don't you love these things?
Oh, Lord, I don't care.
She's one of these things that, you know, they have pictures of her with Me Too and the pink thing that the women were wearing. Let's go to the phone so we got another part of that story. So the phone's going to Ray. Ray, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Very good.
Dan, you need to do a number on me to convince me, because you mentioned something about Trump being innocent and Mueller's not going to find anything. Convince me that that's going to be the case, based upon everything that I've seen that's contradictory to that.
Well, first of all, where did I say that what did I say?
You said that Mueller's investigation is not going to find anything on Trump.
I didn't say that.
I heard you say it today.
Joey?
More like, what particular part of the show are you talking about?
It was probably less than 20 minutes ago. I think you might have been talking to Red Cap.
Well, that was an hour ago. Would you tell me why you think they're going to find something? How about that?
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it's really hard to start because of such a chaotic administration. But
get your jabs in there, Ray. Get your jabs in there.
No, I mean, it's true, Dan, because, you know, I've been meaning to call a whole bunch of times, and then it's like, where do I start? Well, one place we can start is with Flynn. You had Obama telling Trump, giving him an indication at the beginning when they were doing their transition,
mm-hmm.
why he shouldn't hire Flynn, why they fired Flynn, but Trump took him anyway. And then you had Sally Yates coming over there telling Trump that she thought Trump was compromised.
Okay, stop right there. Let's take it one step at a time.
Okay.
So Sally Yates went over there. Why would Trump have been, why was Flynn compromised?
Because they had gotten some intercepts of him communicating with Russia.
Was it illegal for him to communicate with the Russian?
No, not illegal for him to communicate with the Russians, but okay. Illegal to communicate about sanctions.
There's been nothing about the sanctions on there.
That's why he pled guilty.
No. Wrong again, Ray. Wrong again. What he did is he pled guilty for lying to the FBI. The judge that is overseeing the case has now said to the special counselor, you need to give all information about Flynn that's exculpatory to Flynn's attorney and also to me. Because Comey, Byron York, came with an article and said that Comey said he did not think that Flynn had lied. And the question, the guy who did the interview, do you know who the person that did the interview with Flynn was?
No.
Stroke. The guy that was texting his girlfriend, who's now been sent to the equivalent of Siberia, which is the Human Resource Department within the FBI.
Which one's Mueller found out about the communications, he got rid of him, right? As he should have.
Yeah. Well, what he did is he moved him off. He moved him off base, but probably moved him off base so they can keep an eye on him. But so you just, and now where we are right now, let me do this. Let me play the Justin Napolitano piece talking about what the judge did here.
We've been telling you about Mueller's indictments, the 13 Russians charged for meddling in our election, with no sign of any Trump collusion.
This, as a new judge in the case against Michael Flynn, ordered on Friday Mueller to surrender any evidence that could exonerate him. And Judge Napolitano says that may be no coincidence. He joins us right now. Why would the judge do that?
You know, I've never heard of this. So Mike Flynn pleads guilty to lying to the FBI in December. The judge before whom he pleads guilty takes himself off the case. Why? Because that judge is also on the FISA court, and he may very well have authorized the wiretap that surveilled Mike Flynn when he was talking to then Ambassador Kislyak, which is the alleged lie that he told the FBI about. Okay, so Mike Flynn pleads guilty. A new judge comes in. It's time for sentencing. Bob Mueller says, we don't want to sentence him until May. That's normal. If you have a cooperating witness, you don't want to sentence the witness until after the cooperation is finished. And then the judge, on his own, not in response to any application from General Flynn's lawyer, says, by the way, I want all exculpatory evidence that could help Flynn or hurt the government, turned over, pardon me, to Flynn's lawyers. Why would he want that after General Flynn has already pleaded guilty? That is unheard of. He must suspect a defect in the guilty plea, meaning he must have reason to believe that General Flynn pleaded guilty for some reason other than guilt. Do people plead guilty for a reason other than, fortunately, yes.
So there you go, Ray. So next issue you want to talk about?
Pleading guilty for something other than being guilty.
Yeah.
Well, the next issue, the primary issue is Trump's relationship or lack of action against the Russians. Okay. I mean, I don't know, maybe you know something that I don't, but the Senate and the House passed this sanctions bill. Trump sat on it. He's not doing anything with it. Even after the Russians buzzed this Navy, ruined the Russians came within 5 feet of this Navy plane, Trump still didn't say anything about that. But
What you're doing now is you're going micro. You're doing teeny tiny thing. Did you hear about It's teeny tiny. It's the president's choice of what he's going to do on the sanctions. Here's a big one for you. How about the 100 mercenaries and four Russian nationalists and the T-72 tank that they blew to hell and back in Syria? You didn't hear about that, did you, Ray? You don't even know about it, do you?
Did that come out on Fox News?
This was on every worldwide. This was, where I got the story was it actually, I picked it up from the Intelligence Committee hearing among the leaders of the intelligence community, and Pompeo was asked the question about the incident that just happened. It was not on any news. ABC, NBC, CBS, nobody ran it. I got it out of looking at Israeli news and The Guardian. And then I had Dr. Sorensen on, who basically substantiated everything that we were saying.
It happened Monday, Tuesday of last week.
So why wouldn't Trump be bragging about that? Like he does about everything else.
Right. So you're saying that because he's not bragging about it, it didn't happen?
I'm saying that, he basically outsourced the military operations to the military, so he's not really in charge of what the military is doing. I mean, as the commander-in-chief he is, but as far as directing what they're doing, he's not doing that.
You're right on this. He lives field decisions to field commanders. But when you're talking about if he doesn't, if he wants to try to protect Russia, he would say field commanders don't do that to anything to Russia. They obviously don't have that directive, do they, Ray?
Well, the field commanders have to protect themselves out there in the field. I don't think they're going to let themselves be...
No, that's why they blew them up. But what are they doing there in the first place? They're there because you've got... Right, you need to listen to the show more often. You've got the Russians who are helping the... who are basically trying to... are being helped by Turkey. Turkey is fighting the Kurds. We're helping the Kurds out of there. These 100 mercenaries started to do an end run on our troops, and what we did is tried to stop them, and when they didn't stop, we blew them to hell and back. I'm talking 100 people killed, like, in a matter of minutes.
Well, that's what they should be. That's what we should be doing if they're trying to get after our troops.
Right, but your point is, you're trying to make something about sanctions that Trump is not doing enough, as if that is some evidence that you're right. Now, so that's micro. Now go to your next one.
My next one is the fact that he's saying, you know, like, for example, he wanted to blame Obama for not doing anything about the sanctions, while at the same time, he's saying, I mean, for meddling, but at the same time, he's denying that Russia even meddled.
No, he said that they were meddling. He said that there was no collusion.
Well, he said it could have been Russia. It could have been a 400-pound guy.
He said he used the word meddling. He said meddling, Russia, China, those people were meddling in the election. He said that.
Well, why is he not doing anything to stop the meddling?
How do you know that, Ray? How do you know that? Maybe the CIA and everybody is doing things. That's what they said at the Intel Committee meeting. Pompeo was absolutely, we're on this. Coates was absolutely.
They also said at the Intel Committee meeting, they have not gotten anything from Trump direct them to do something.
There's one guy, Ray, that said that, and that's Mike Rogers. What is Mike Rogers' position?
I don't know.
Okay. You know, you really need to study. Before you start getting out there and saying this crap, you need to study. He's in charge of NSA. NSA is not the part that is dealing with that piece of it. The Department of Homeland Security, Coates, and the CIA, Pompeo, that's what they're doing. That's what all the NSA is doing is gathering information. They're not in the stopping crap business. They are the data gatherer. That's where Bigfoot is. That's where all the data entry comes into. How do I know? I've been there. I've been to Fort Meade. I've been seven floors.
I worked at Fort Meade.
Yeah, you didn't go down seven floors down though, did you, Ray? Ray, I got to go, buddy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
And it's a rain. Along with the wind. It's a rain. Along with the wind. Tonight, the longest night.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your...
Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Busloads of students from Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High are heading to the state capitol to pressure lawmakers for stricter gun laws.
I'm terrified to go back to school. I want change to happen so badly. I don't want to feel unsafe in my own school.
Sadly, we have to stand up and take charge because nobody else will. Because our elected officials certainly won't.
And the school remains shut for now. Staff will be asked to return this Friday. Students and parents will be allowed to come to school Sunday for a voluntary support session.
Fox's Evan Brown, 17, were killed last Wednesday. Meanwhile, the House Democratic leader is embarking on a road trip of her own to protest the Trump tax cuts. Instead, she says he should focus on the crumbling infrastructure.
They have an infrastructure bill that is very small. It's $200 billion. Over 10 years.
Nancy Pelosi visiting 100 cities. The president tweeting today that Main Street's booming because of the cuts. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A string of record warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day, high temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s, again record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Somebody just texted me and said, Dan, that last conversation is exactly why I listened to your show. Okay, boys and girls, let's head to the phones and go to Eric. Eric, welcome over to Dan Morris Show.
What's up, Dan?
How are you?
I'm trying to let myself into somebody's car for them, so.
Oh, yeah, do that. Hit them hard. And then go to Precision Body and Paint.
Yes, absolutely.
What's
hey, they forget the context in which Obama did those so-called sanctions against Russia.
Really?
He did them right before. Yeah, right before. I learned this on your show, so I'm sure you know. They did that right before he took office and in order to try to inflame the Russia situation. So that he was walking into a bunch of landmines over there.
Exactly right. And I didn't even get to, because we ran out of time with where I didn't even get to that. But if he wants to do sanctions, he should have done it during the election, or he should have done it right after the election.
Yeah, that's why I was listening to that. I was like, how they got a short memory.
Are you bringing, go ahead.
That's all I wanted to say, Dan. I got to run.
You run, Eric. Thanks for calling. Don't hit anybody now. We need to do the California Assemblywoman Part 2. This is the groping Assemblywoman. Groping, and she says she didn't do it. He says she grabbed his buttocks.
A second unnamed accuser also claims Garcia made a graphic sexual proposal before groping him, something she denies. The four former state employees who have filed the formal complaint allege Garcia talked openly about sexual activities with other elected officials, claimed to have sex in assembly offices, and said having sex was a good way of getting information.
That's definitely not anything that happened. Not only did I not have these conversations, but I'm not engaging in sex for information or for votes.
Today, women define what success is.
As a Me Too activist, she's called on those accused of harassment to resign immediately, but she does not plan to do so herself.
I don't know if I would go so far to say that it's hypocritical. What I do know is that it's incredibly questionable.
I'm going to be respectful of the process. I've been trying really hard to be respectful of people coming forward. I've never had allegations like this against me.
For CBS This Morning, Mireya Villarreal, Los Angeles.
Well, Garcia has yet to be interviewed by investigators. She is now on unpaid leave until the investigation is complete. There's no clear timeline on what that will be, but certainly an interesting case. It kind of flips everything that we've been talking about.
Turns it around.
Right down to the same accusation.
Okay. Okay, so do we believe the victims in this case? Okay.
I don't know.
What were you two doing? I was getting information from him. I mean, you have different guys saying basically the same thing here. So what I'm trying to do is overlay this of a group of women talking about a man. And here's this lady who, if the allegation's out there, then you got to act on the allegation.
Mm-hmm.
But not when it comes down to her. The old double set of standards. I'm glad that there are women out there that are doing what men do, some men do.
I hear the story, and, when it's, for me, it wasn't just workplace. It was like, okay, you're using your power, if not being, like, actually physically forcing yourself on somebody. Very wrong. But when I hear grown adults, somebody made a sexual advance at somebody, you turned them down, somebody grabbed your butt, and you turned them down.
She said, thank you.
It's like, why is this? Why am I hearing about this? This is not a story.
How about the sex in the office? She seemed to be pretty big on that.
Well, that is an interesting story. It's not a news story.
It's not a news story either. It's not a news nor a news story.
Yeah, it's just. I see why the story is now national, because she was saying you have to believe all accusers.
Well,
all
she was a big, big, big person in the Me Too thing.
Exactly.
Big part of that. That was the front end of the story. And then she had the pink thing that everybody was wearing and this kind of stuff. So, see, turnabout is fair play. Let's get into Christian Welker talking about the gun issue.
President returned from Mar-a-Lago overnight with the calls growing louder from students all across the country for him to take action on gun safety. One White House official says, like the rest of the country, Mr. Trump was heavily impacted by the shooting in Parkland, Florida. He's now backing a very narrow bipartisan bill that would strengthen background checks. But for many, that legislation doesn't nearly go far enough. This morning, a fierce fight is brewing over guns after the latest massacre in Parkland, Florida.
Not one more!
Where protesters demanded stiffer gun laws Monday. Organizer Cameron Caskey is a junior at the high school.
This time will be different because the people who are deeply affected by the shooting, the people who saw it, are the people speaking out.
Protesters also calling for change from Los Angeles to New Jersey and outside the White House, where demonstrators staged a die-in.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
Now, the White House may be signaling a small shift on the issue, saying the president supports a plan to strengthen federal background checks with broad bipartisan agreement.
The background system is broken. And so when that background check was run, it didn't say he'd been expelled from school.
Okay, so when we're doing a background check, should being expelled from school prohibit you from buying a firearm?
Depends on the reason.
Here we go. Should there be cases that are opened up, or should there be kind of check marks? If you did this and a check mark, you got to do this versus some type of case on somebody.
I would prefer more of an actual case given...
More of an actual review.
A true due process, yeah. And I'd like to see somebody who has to go before a judge. Or if they've already been before a judge, say they committed a crime, but those laws exist. if you committed certain types of crimes, you can't own a weapon.
Right. If you if you're charged and found guilty of a crime,
convicted, yes,
then you cannot. You have some limitations of the weapon that you can own. Depends on what type of crime it is.
Yes.
Misdemeanor versus felony class C, B. This is going to be, and what we got to do is kind of get into this the part of the conversation that talks about when you're taking someone's right away and you have a right to buy a weapon, then there has to be a due process factor. Now, you can put some caveats of when you can buy that weapon. And I kept going, well, you can be, you know, 21 to drink a beer, but you can be 18 to buy a weapon. And that actually stems from a case where they were limiting an adult who could go out and sign up for the Army, and they had said, but I can go buy a weapon, but I can go sign up for the Army? That makes no sense at all. And so you are not allowing me my freedom of purchase of firearms. So they've got a kind of a stickiness in that, and that's why I got dropped down to the 18. I did not know that for a while, but you can do what people talk about, Class C firearms, where fully automatic weapons, you have to go through more of a background check for that. But man, they've got to get their hands around this thing, because I have a funny feeling whatever it's going to be, it isn't going to be enough, and the Dems are going to try to play this for everything they possibly can. Let me play the second half of the Christian Welker part.
The plan the president supports was introduced after last November's church shooting in Texas and would require federal agencies to improve their reporting on criminal convictions. But even that wouldn't have stopped the Florida shooter. Senator Dianne Feinstein plans to propose an age requirement, 21 and older, to purchase an AR-15, the weapon used in Florida and other recent mass shootings. But among many Republicans, there is still strong opposition to any new gun laws.
There's a solution to protecting our students and teachers while still letting people have firearms.
Still, these students say they're determined.
I think that it's really important that we come together now, since adults are not doing it for us.
There is still a lot of skepticism that even the most narrow piece of legislation can pass on gun safety, with the country deeply divided on the issue. The last attempt at expanding background checks was in 2013. That was, of course, after 20 children were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary School. That effort ultimately went nowhere. For his part, the president will hold a listening session here at the White House on Wednesday with high school students and teachers after having meetings here today.
Do you realize how much information would have to be gathered to be put into the system to try to stop future folks of things that happened, say, 3 years ago? I mean, that would take an enormous amount of work to get that and get it in and start building a database that has something to do with national security. They're supposed to be doing the database by doing a background check to see if you committed any crimes, whether it's DUI, theft, or anything that's out there. You had too many tickets, bench warrant for you. But that's supposed to go in automatically. A lot of these local operations don't put it in. It does not get in there, hence the Charleston, South Carolina situation.
Right.
Newstalk 93.1, final segment. We'll be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, An Alabama home mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama home mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
If you want to get your shots in. Let me hit something else real quick here. Trump reviewing background checks, and the bill's at odds with his 2019 budget. And what he did is he strips the money out, very small amount, I think it's 80 million background checks, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to handle this.
President Trump plans to sit down with high school students and teachers tomorrow for what they're calling a listening session about school safety. The White House says it's part of a two-week-long discussion looking for a path forward on gun legislation. Margaret Brennan is at the White House with one change the president may support.
President Trump says he does support improving the federal background check system that will screen those purchasing firearms, a sign that he is at least hearing some of the outcry from activists and students across the country. Now, the president did speak on Friday with Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn about a bill aimed at making the existing federal national background check system more effective, and it's getting support from the NRA. The legislation itself would offer financial incentives to local and state authorities who upload information into that system. But it seems at odds with the president's own 2019 budget proposal, which cuts $12 million in funding that was set aside for states to upgrade those same records. Now, White House officials say they will take time to consider their options here. They haven't committed to any specific actions yet. They've previously voiced support for regulating bump stocks, a device used by the Las Vegas shooter to increase his rate of fire. But the Justice Department and ATF review began in December, and it has not yet been completed.
There we go. Okay, so he's got these little pockets out here, and he needs to think through this, because he did this deal, it was called Action 113, I believe, where Obama had said, if you are severely mentally ill and take Social Security, you cannot get a gun. Now, that's an over-dramatization. It's 50,000 people that are not able to handle their finances, is what it gets down to, maybe because it's severely handicapped. And he did that, took that out. 50,000 people. He's got to be very careful with this issue, how he handles it, and I hope he's listening to smarter people than just trying to have a gut reaction to this. Now, I want to get into this host family speaks out. This is the family that took in the shooter after his mom died.
The family that took in Nicholas Cruz says they knew that he was depressed, but they had no idea how troubled he really was. James and Kimberly Sneed let Cruz live in their house after his mom died back in November. Cruz was a friend of their son's. John Blackstone sat down with the Sneeds to ask about the 19-year-old's life and his history with guns.
The Nick we knew was not the Nick that everybody else seemed to know.
He pulled one over on us, as well as a lot of people.
Nicholas Cruz had been living with the Sneed family for about 3 months when he allegedly carried out the deadliest school shooting in Florida history.
How many guns did he have?
I'm not sure, 5 or 6.
He was coming into your house and you didn't know how many guns he had?
I knew he had 5 or 6. I don't know what kind they were. It didn't matter what kind of guns they were. I have guns. I respect guns, as long as they're handled properly.
Safely.
And one of the stipulations of him moving in is to have a gun safe before he moved in.
So you wanted him to have a gun safe, but you didn't know how many guns or what kind of guns they were that he would be putting in this safe?
I know he had hunting rifles.
You thought they were just hunting rifles?
Well, I knew he had an assault rifle. I knew it, but I knew he used it out hunting.
And that seemed a reasonable thing.
It's his right to own a gun.
And you thought it was fine for a 19-year-old to have an AR-15?
It's his right to have it.
Do you feel any differently about that now?
No. Nope.
Did you get out of that story that he had to have a gun safe, so therefore the 19-year-old went and got the gun safe?
Yeah.
Okay. Gun safes are not cheap, by the way.
Right.
They're not cheap. I'm wondering where this kid's getting the money, and maybe he got it from his mother's estate.
That's possible.
That's the only thing I could think of. Okay, so goes and gets a gun safe. The problem is he didn't know that there were two keys. Have you ever known of any safe that you've ever purchased in your life that anybody's ever got that only has one key?
No.
Let's listen in.
According to a Florida Department of Children and Families report, Cruz suffered from depression, ADHD, and autism. Between 2011 and 2016, Broward County Sheriff's deputies were called to Cruz's mother's home 39 times. Several of them allegedly due to Cruz's violent outburst.
Didn't worry you, him having access to guns?
No, he was just depressed. We thought he was just depressed over his mother's death.
Were there any signs of trouble beyond his depression?
No. We had him on a positive path and, you know, and trying to heal, and he just blew it. I mean, just
floored us. We had no idea.
Absolutely floored. Absolutely floored.
Ruined his future, ruined the future of 17 others,
mm-hmm.
and their families.
Their families.
It was a very selfish act.
Do you feel any responsibility for that at all?
We feel heartfelt sorrow for the families involved. As far as being responsible, feeling responsibility, you know, we worked that out, and there was nothing different we would have done.
James Sneed also told John Blackstone he thought there was only one key to the gun safe where he made Cruz keep his weapons, but Sneed now believes there were actually two keys, and Nicholas Cruz had the other.
Whoops. How do you not know that? The other thing, I'll tell you something, because I had a friend of mine who lost his brother who was getting depressed to a firearm. When you got somebody who's really depressed, you don't want weapons around them. Because
No. If
you look at the people who are committing suicide and the number of gun deaths, that's where you get it. That's where everything connects. And if you're a male, the odds of you using a pistol or some type of gun to end your life is very, very high. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show. Thanks, audience, Joe. I want to thank you. Be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell is feeling well, and he'll be next. Adios.